Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 1st, 2010. It's a beautiful summer day outside here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and our photos reflect that today, although all were not taken, of course, today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net with a goal each weekday morning of preparing and sharing these messages with a goal to encourage. Today's message is titled, The Bread of Life. Two scripture texts, Matthew 6, verse 11, and John 6, verse 48.
Give us this day our daily bread. I am the bread of life.
We're in the midst of the wheat harvest in our region of the world. Quite predictably, wheat harvest takes place at the same time each year. Following today's message, I share several photos of the harvest. The wheat grain may be used to make flour for bread or for animal feed. I've watched the hard-working farmers and encourage you to give thanks today for your daily provision and consider those that had a hand in it. We often give specific thanks for the various laborers who have a role in getting the food on our table, ending with showing appreciation for the hands that prepared it. I read a quote the other day that illustrates the confusion and really ignorance of a growing number of people toward the essential role of farming and agriculture. It stated, "I don't see why we need farmers anymore, since we can get all the food we need at the store." Well, today we want to consider two verses dealing with bread. Both are the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The first verse, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, most all of you will recognize this to be a verse from the Lord's Prayer. Bread is representative here of provision. In this context, it primarily means physical provision, we believe. In expressing this to God, we're asking Him to meet our daily needs. From his commentary, J.C. Ryle elaborates, "We are here taught to acknowledge our entire dependence on God for the supply of our daily necessities. As Israel required daily manna, so we require daily bread. We confess that we are poor, weak creatures in need, and beseech our Maker to take care of us. We ask for bread as the simplest of our wants, and in that word we include all that our bodies require."
Bread also conveys spiritual meaning. We need this bread to feed our spirit. Jesus, in refuting the tempter, states, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." It's from Matthew 4, verse 4. Many of us appreciate the little devotional booklet published for many years by RBC Ministries titled, Our Daily Bread. Its simple title conveys this same sense of provision that comes from the spiritual nourishment we receive from the Bible and its daily application in our lives.
In our second verse today, "I am the bread of life." This teaching follows the feeding of the 5,000. In this passage, Jesus also refers to the feeding of manna in the wilderness. This is the first of the seven I am, or
ego eimi,
as it looks in the Greek. These are the statements of our Lord. Jesus is asserting that his teaching and the benefits of his intervention are that real foundation of spiritual life of which the manna in the wilderness symbolized. In verse 27, he states, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Well, of course, Jesus was not giving a put-down to those who labor in the fields. Excuse me. But he was teaching his listeners that food which only feeds the body is not enough. We need food that comes from heaven, which has an eternal, spiritual, nurturing component that food from the ground cannot provide.
Today, let us thank our Lord for both the physical provision He provides in our daily bread and the spiritual provision He provides from the bread of life. Well, Brooksine stepped out. I think she's able to come back for our final prayer.
Well, we apologize. It seems like we clear our voices, we're fine, but in the morning it just seems to come up as we begin our message, so I apologize for that. Let's pray. Father, in the same way that we grow hungry before mealtime, Stir up a hunger within us for the spiritual food you provide through the living Word of God. You are the bread of life, who provides physically and spiritually for our daily needs. Following a hearty meal, we often linger around the dinner table considering the tastiness of our meal. Oh, when we taste and see that the Lord is good, we want to linger in your presence and consider your goodness, offering praise to you for all that you are and all that you provide for us. Bread of heaven, feed us until we are truly satisfied and filled with all the good things that come from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roxy. Well, we do have a number of photos today taken of the local harvest here, the wheat harvest. I'm going to say a couple of them were taken several years ago, and they just fit again today. The photos I didn't get this year, but then several are just taken in the last several days from our area. Musically today, well, that would be a nice song. Brooksine just quoted in the prayer, "Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more," from the song "Fill My Cup." I may be able to find that even before I make the final posting where you would get these links from. But today I have two songs we suggest. A song I've not been familiar with, I used a couple weeks ago in this series, I found and posted to, called "I Am." That's a well-produced video from a local church with that recurring phrase throughout the song. And then an old gospel song called "Bringing in the Sheaves" that also seems to fit with today's message. Well, as Brooksine was doing the final editing in today's message, I was outside and heard a lot of hammering. I remembered what my neighbor had told me. They're having a barn raising, an old-fashioned barn raising up the road, and I already went up and got several pictures. I'm not going to post them today. Expect to do so next week. Now, let me point out, I'm careful to do this regarding the printed version, but I think on the podcast we're more comfortable. We will not be posting tomorrow. Right after we finish today's effort, we'll be making a trip up to see my brother in the Lehigh Valley, as well as stopping. Earlier this week, we mentioned a tragic death in one of our companies, and we'll have a viewing tonight in Reading and then on up to the Lehigh Valley. So we expect to post again next Monday, Lord willing. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared and are reading actually about 10:30 a.m. now on Thursday, July 1st, 2010. Have a blessed day and continue to just cry out to God for His provision of daily bread, both the physical and the spiritual.